So you told me about Sucker River. Now, how about Six Mile Bluff? Is there a name for that?
I don't think there's a native name for Six Mile Bluff. I know they call it Six Mile.
Because is it really 6 miles above Circle?
Well, the way the original channel ran, I imagine it was 6 miles. But now with all the sloughs and shortcuts, it's more like 3.5 miles.
Do you make
but
your own fish wheels?
Yes. I'm going to make one again this year because I let mine go this fall. Too old, so I let it go and build another one this year.
And what do you make them out of?
Out of spruce, young spruce trees.
Do they need to be dry or?
No, you build them when they're green because they bend a lot easier. And then when you drive nails in green wood, and after the wood dry up, it tightens up, you know. And then you use wire to wire them together. But this year I'm going to be different from up region. I'm going to make a square fish wheel instead of one with a round.
Why?
Easier.
Mm-hmm. How did you learn how to make a fish wheel?
Well, I learned by watching and by helping other people that knew how to make fish wheel. I think one of the first fish wheel I ever built by myself was back when I was in grade school. That was back in the, like I said, back in the late 50s.
You just one day decided you were going to make it for your family, for you and your family to fish?
Oh, no. I didn't decide that. My dad did. He still got a new fish wheel this year because he was, but at that time he was working here at the store. Not this store, the old store, you know. He was working part. No, he was working for the geologist that came in here. He was driving boat for the geologist that summer, and he had no time to build fish wheel, so he told us to build a fish wheel. It was another year that he told us to build a fish wheel because he was working at the store here that summer.
It's a good reason to have lots of kids.
I think so, yeah.
Tell your kids, okay, I'm working too hard, so...
Mm-hmm.